Jeff, how are you doing today, first and foremost?
I'm doing great, Drew. Thanks for having me out.
It is very much so my pleasure. So there's a couple things that I want to dive into, notably the NAIA Invitational that's coming up here next week for lacrosse, a good event that people can go out and watch and enjoy that's here in the area. But what is, I guess, your role with Pensacola Sports Association as far as the director of events? I'm getting that title correct as
yes,
well.
Yes,
okay.
Correct.
Great.
I oversee all the events we do, whether they're our own events like the Double Bridge Run or Bud Light Charity Tennis Tournament or the Bud Light Fishing Rodeo that'll come up at the end of June. Or we also submit bids to bring national events here, to such as the NAI Lacrosse Championship. So we have two folds or two types of events that we primarily do, and ones are our own that are more locally based, and then others are about sports tourism and bringing people into the Pensacola community.
Yeah, and there's been a number of good events here in the area as far as the SEC coming here soon with the women's soccer stuff, with the NAI stuff here. NJCAA is going to do something later on with soccer in the year, if I remember correctly, looking at your events. And then we've had, you know, the Sun Belt here with basketball. How is Pensacola turned into this, or how have you seen the city grow as far as the local sports scene is concerned, and also the attractiveness of Pensacola for the NAIA and the NCAA and the NJCAA and all these other big groups that come to Pensacola as opposed to going to other places in the country?
Well, I think, you know, for those of us that live here in Pensacola, we know why it's
right.
An attractive place to live, you know, work, and, you know, for the people who come vacation. So that part of the equation obviously is kind of in the given when we're looking at bringing national sporting events here. Depending on the year, you know, SEC women's soccer, they wanted a beach community and they wanted warmer weather at the end of October, beginning of November. Same deal with, you know, NAI lacrosse. That's something we've got great facilities, especially with Ashton Brosenham for both of those events, and with NAI lacrosse coming. We're going to put some additional dollars and improve the facility out there with SEC coming in, and because we have NAI lacrosse, and that's the facilities and just the overall Pensacola community and the welcoming nature of us and everybody here is the reason that we're able to recruit these championships to Pensacola.
And ultimately, what is the vision of Pensacola Sports? Obviously, you've got a lot of involvement within the community, whether it be, as you said, national events or even things that are local as well.
Right. We're community-based. We are a 501c3. We also receive tourism dollars to fund us. So that's the money that, through the Board of County Commissioners and Visit Pensacola, we're part of. Our mission is sports tourism and bringing people to Pensacola that are going to generate more tax dollars with heads and beds and sales tax. And that's why we do what we do with the NAIA lacrosse. And so our vision with SEC women's soccer signed for the next 3 years, and that'll start here in October. We've got the Sun Belt basketball signed for the next 3 years. And we're talking, they're very excited about extending that beyond that. And then NAIA lacrosse, this kind of gives us three different championships in the three different, you know, sports seasons on the collegiate level that we're bringing people into Pensacola. The collegiate championships at whatever level are very attractive to us because, one, you bring in teams for usually a week or so, so you're generating a lot of midweek hotels, and you're bringing in the students, you're bringing in fans, and we get the chance to showcase Pensacola to a wide variety of teams and sometimes nationwide. We have teams for lacrosse coming from St. Ambrose, is coming out of Davenport, Iowa, Indiana Tech from Fort Wayne, Indiana. We got a team out of Kansas, you know, Kaiser University from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. They're in state, obviously, but they still got to travel, you know, 10 hours to get here. So, it allows us to bring people into Pensacola that wouldn't necessarily come here any other way. And then the goal is, once they're here competing for a championship, is, hey, we had a good time. Hey, let's go take a vacation there. Let's stay on the beach. Or for some of the college-age kids, hey, maybe they look at a job in Pensacola or they apply for something. Hey, I had a good time there. We went there for a lacrosse championship, for a soccer championship, and hey, we're recruiting, you know, people into a community, not just to play, but also to live and work.
So. Right, and I come from Indianapolis, Indiana, so Midwest, and the winters are brutal there compared to especially down here, and I've been here for a little over a year now, and I absolutely love it. My wife loves it, and you know, sports being a part of it as well adds that attractive piece to athletes who maybe go on and then maybe want to move down to the area. And then we have people who, you know, are involved in the community in other ways outside of, you know, the sports realm who do the same sorts of things. When you look at the important things that come from Pensacola Sports, again, Jeff Schmidt, the director of events with Pensacola Sports Association, joining me, what makes NAIA an important event? Is it that you get that spread of events throughout the course of the year? Is it something that, while you've got, of course, the NCAA, multiple divisions, NAIA was one that was maybe more interested? Or how exactly does that process work with Pensacola Sports and trying to figure out what's best to house here?
A lot of it is just, you know, whether it's NAIA, SEC, NCAA, with their championships, they usually will put out a bid, you know, for however many years out.
Same thing like what you see with the Final Four and
right,
bidding for
exactly.
That.
Okay. We're just replying, you know, we're replying to a bid. We're trying to match up the actual event, the time of year, how many teams and people is it going to bring in, you know, how long. And those are kind of some of the variables that we take into consideration when we decide, hey, we want to bid on this. Do we have a facility? You know, do we have a facility that can host said event? Can we meet all the requirements as part of the bid? That's kind of some of the decision making process we take into account before we put in for a bid. And then we have in Pensacola and through Pensacola Sports, we have a pretty good track record of bringing in events and producing quality events. So the more reputation you have as a community that you'll support things, the easier it is to convince someone to come in.
Right, right. And you said that obviously with Pensacola Sports, you do stuff with the NAIA, SEC, et cetera, but also the high school baseball and softball series that you've got coming up. You do the basketball, you've got the football stuff. How did that come about, and how much have you seen it grow even? I mean, there's a lot of popularity with this event. Of course, you get some of the best players in the area to be a part of these events. June 2nd, to give some hub for the event. June 2nd is the baseball and the softball.
Correct. Both of those will be at Pensacola State. Softball will be at 6. Baseball at 6:30. So
sweet.
You can catch both of those games. We should be able to release the teams either Monday or Tuesday of next week. We've been finalizing rosters and who's been selected, who's been nominated and then selected.
Sure.
For baseball and softball. But you're right. It's part of a series at this point. And it started in 2004. With football, when some of the local football coaches came to Ray Palmer, who's president of Pensacola Sports, and was like, hey, we've seen these high school all-star football games in other areas. We think we have we want to do that, and we think we obviously have the talent level to be able to pull something like that off. And from 2004 to today, it's grown and expanded, obviously, into different sports, volleyball, football, men's or boys and girls soccer, boys and girls basketball, and then baseball, softball. And then you know, as different sports, lacrosse, girls flag football, we're continually looking to see what are those emerging sports at the high school level that might allow us to add a different sport or to that high school all-star series. So
I was going to say, because normally people think, you know, football, basketball, and baseball, but the fact that you have the volleyball in there, you have the interest in doing lacrosse, and you've got all the other sports that you want to include in there, I think it's neat that, you know, we see in sports a lot that softball in particular doesn't get covered as much until, you know, the Women's College World Series. Volleyball especially doesn't even get covered that much. But I think it's cool what you guys are doing with Pensacola Sports and trying to shine light on every local sport that we have. And as you said, looking at flag football and the other things that are offered at the high school level.
And we have, we have constant communication with all three school districts. We have Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa coaches, you know, our oversight committee has people from all three school districts, us, some of our board members. So we're taking feedback of what can we do to improve the current events and what we have. And for some of the emerging sports, we've got some good teams, but what we've got to make sure before we add a sport to the series is, do we have enough seniors? Because it's not an all, you know, they have to be a senior and have used or have they have to be a senior and finish their sport to be able to participate in an all-star game.
Okay.
You can't have a freshman, sophomore, junior. So it's
right.
We've got to have enough seniors to pool from in all the sports. So we almost need a majority, if not almost all, the schools to be able to have a team to be able to pull off a game. So that's really what we're looking at when we're looking at what sports are we going to add.
Again, speaking with Jeff Schmidt of Pensacola Sports Association, he's the director of events. So we mentioned the NAIA Men's Lacrosse Invitational. Again, that'll be May 11th through the 14th, and then the Pensacola Sports High School All-Star Series, June 2nd. We'll wrap up the school year's session, essentially, until the next year rolls around. Is there anything else as far as what people should be marking the calendars down for, maybe that we've got here in the area that they may have some interest in?
In June, and actually the first week at Roger Scott after Memorial Day, the 28th and 29th, we've got our racket roundup. It's a free tennis clinic. We've got it at various sites throughout the month of June: Roger Scott, Gulf Breeze, Oakcrest Elementary.
Okay.
So there's information on our website about that. If you're interested in tennis for your kids, just a free clinic. We also, the second week of July, we'll do a Kickstart Soccer, which is kind of a introductory to soccer 3-day clinic during the summer. And then our Bud Light Fishing Rodeo is the last weekend in June. I believe it's the 25th and 26th are Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
Those are the fishing days. And we'll have a captain's meeting on Friday and an award ceremony on Monday.
What, I guess the final question I have for you, Jeff, is what is your favorite part of the job? I think everybody's got, you know, sometimes there's more stressful days than others, but what's the one thing that you really enjoy about your job that you have with Pensacola Sports?
I think the tournament administration, whether it's NAI lacrosse, SEC soccer, that's my favorite part. It's what I've been able to do the most of and have the most experience of, and we're going to bring in, you know, teams from across the country, and we want to show them a good time, but at the end of the day, they're here to compete for a national title, so we want to provide the best facilities and opportunity for them to compete and have a successful time here in Pensacola. We're going to bring 8 teams in, and 7 of them are going to go home not happy, and only one team's going to have a championship at the end. So the goal is that all 8 teams, when they leave, have a good impression of Pensacola.
Again, the NAIA Lacrosse Invitational, May 11th through the 14th, the best 8 teams in the country, according to the coaches' poll, all coming here to Pensacola. You're not going to want to miss that. And as far as location, again, just for people, and then some other information, all of it can be found on your website.
Yep, the games are all at Ashton-Brosenham Park, north of 10 Mile Road at the stadium field. We've got 4 games. The quarterfinals are Wednesday, semifinals 4 and 7 Thursday, and the championship Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Awesome. Well, Jeff, appreciate the time. Definitely thank you for coming by, and you have a good rest of the week, and we look forward to hopefully being out there maybe for a day or two or something like that to root you guys on and also enjoy that NAIA Lacrosse Invitational.
We'd love to have you out there, Drew.
Awesome. Well,
everyone else can come too.